dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Welcome once again to our little show, brought to you as always from the luxurious 8th and Walton Studios, located right here in beautiful Bentonville, Arkansas. You know what we're doing this week? We are going to listen to part two of our conversation with my old friend, Mr. Joel Graham. If you missed last week's podcast, please go back and have a listen. I'll put a link in this week's podcast description. But we started by talking with Joel about preparing for your very first Walmart meeting in 2020. Maybe you're contacting the Walmart merchant team. Maybe you're going to participate in Walmart's open call, which comes up in the second quarter, I believe. But not only that, but what you have to do immediately upon getting that yes from your Walmart buyer. Big checklist, so please go back and listen to the first podcast. This week, we're going to pick up right where we left off in the discussion. So, Emma, my wonderful producer, Emma, would you please fire that up? That is track number 4, Joel Graham, track number 4. So for suppliers that are currently working with other retailers, and they may have gotten into, you know, kind of a pattern with their purchase orders and with their process, what's something that's kind of unique about that relationship with Walmart that they need to make sure that they've got early on that may be different from working with, like you say, a Costco or, you know, a Whole Foods or anyone else?
There's not a ton of difference. However, there are some things, and not being as intimate with a Costco account or a Kroger account, I'm sure there's things similar, but a factory ID is a very unique number that is Walmart internally assigned that you wouldn't have from having any other relationship with any other retailer. So that's specific to Walmart. A brand ID is required for Walmart. So they give every brand out there an identification number that numerically identifies that brand. If you're a national brand like Tide, then you're probably going to be fine. But if you're not, then that brand ID is super important for Walmart to understand what is that brand and how does that relate to the factory, and is the factory safe, and is it producing product that's within compliance of child labor law and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If your factory's overseas, be even super more careful about that. But if you're in the U.S., it's a bit of a break on that. Those would be two examples of things that would be different and unique only to Walmart.
So I've got a link out in our podcast description where you can ask Joel a question if you've got any concerns about any of these points, or just shoot him an email, joel@8thandwalton.com. So Joel, for that brand new supplier, what are some of the advantages of contacting your team? Which, now that I'm sitting here thinking about everything that you've already shared, I'm like, I would contact you in a heartbeat. It's just that list you ran down. But, you know, I just got that yes from Walmart, and, you know, there's all this that's out there. So what are some of the advantages of working with 8th and Walton to say, hey, I'm in 50 stores, I'm in 1,000 stores as of a couple of weeks, so what do I need to be planning for? What can you take off my plate?
Everything.
So
there's going to be a ton of anxiety about what do I do next and what am I missing? And we can keep all of that from being anxiety. We'll be 5 steps ahead of you in getting you through those in a sequential and logical manner so that nothing is overlooked or missed. I've been doing a lot of this for decades, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of item creations. To have some type of expert like that, some type of assurance that's keeping you out of the ditch and providing guardrails that says, okay, you can bump into the guardrails, that's fine, but I'm not going to let you go into the ditch. That's what they need. You know, I've had people call me on a Thursday afternoon and say, my buyer just told me I have to have an item number built by the end of day on Friday or I don't get the business. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at a 24-hour window, which is nearly impossible to do. We've pulled that off. I've done it mm-hmm. twice recently. We were able to get through that. But that's not always going to be the case. And if you're a small supplier that just got the business and you're hopeful to gain all this retail and all this sales volume, which is part of your world now, and you're relying on that to survive, you can't fail.
I heard one of the clients say about your team once, you don't just give them the answers, but you give them the questions. Mm-hmm. You give them the questions to ask as well. Mm-hmm. What's kind of an example of that you've been able to do for some of the 8th and Walton clients?
So, example, buyer told me I have to have an item number by the close of business tomorrow. Okay, well, let's get into Retail Link and let's start doing this. What's Retail Link? Well, wait a minute. You have access? I don't have a Retail Link account. How do you not have a Retail Link account? They're asking you, Well, what's your vendor number? I don't think I have a vendor number.
Well, these are all good questions to go back and ask that team.
You know, I mean, this would be an example of a supplier who wouldn't know to ask those questions.
Yeah. So it's always great to kind of have your team in the corner, too, because you've been there on both sides of the table as well, on the supplier side and on that Walmart side, too.
Yeah, and it's very rewarding to know that there's somebody out there who has a super big need to be helped and to be guided through a successful launch, and to watch them have the relief on their face and in their voice of, man, I would have never, ever figured this out on my own. I've heard that countless times. It's very rewarding.
So if you're a supplier and you're thinking about landing that Walmart account, please check out the link in our podcast description or shoot Joel an email, joel@8thandwalton.com. Even if you're a seasoned supplier in Walmart stores now, we can help you out with that news item setup and other questions that you've got before your next mod drop. Thank you, as always, for being here, Mr. Joel Graham.
Thank you, Jared.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.